I came down from South Yorkshire. My wife, well now my ex-wife, thought that Coventry was absolutely superb. Like she could actually leave the washing out on the clothesline overnight and it didn't get dirty or dusty. Like in South Yorkshire, you left your washing out on the clothesline overnight and you reeled it back in the next day and it was very dirty with all the pits and everything that we had up there.
When I first came to Coventry, I think the Foles Hill area was employing 6,000 people. But it was a very vibrant and alive place to be. And sort of moving to this area from North Wales, you thought, hey, you finally arrived in the centre of things, both from the point of view of the technology. It was Harold Wilson and his white heat of the technological revolution. We were in a big new research lab. Yeah. And in fact, the city, which was quite vibrant and alive then.
Yeah.
And for me, Coventry was something special. It seemed a great place to be. So I thoroughly enjoyed my early years here.
There were some good areas and there's some bad areas. I didn't fall in love with it, to be honest. But I was an immigrant and a lot of other people were.
There were 30,000 first-generation Irish moved to Coventry. There were Geordies, there were Scots. My family had moved in like all the others for work. Mm. So when I was growing up, it was a real mixed bag. It was very difficult to feel as though there was a composite soul, really. It was really a boom town, and people moved here for the work. My dad moved up here from the Morris factory in Cowley to work in the Coventry area, and that's why I was brought up here. I think even while I was a teenager, there was very much the feeling in Coventry that if you didn't particularly enjoy a job at one place, you'd walk down the road soon and get another. It was joy as far as being an employee went, in that you felt totally secure because there were always jobs around you.
It was a progressive breakdown of the company, not a massive bad news day, if you like.
We lived all the way through the decline of the manufacturing engineering in this city.
Yeah.
It was quite painful to watch, really. It just happened in slow motion.
From when I joined 1985, there was always a bit of talk about me having missed the glory days, you know, and there were lots of people who used to say to me, oh, 10 years ago it was much better, you know, and there was this going on and that going on. I think in the Coventry area, people adapted very quickly and did other things. But it was a bit relentless. It went on during the 80s and during the 90s. There were just factories closing one after the other after the other.
Being with Courtaulds was a terrific opportunity and I enjoyed every minute of it. And I wouldn't change it, not for the world, despite having had a divorce over it, because I was a workaholic.
I spent the best part of my life working for Courtaulds. I wouldn't miss it for the world because it covered a period of 25 years. That is a huge chunk of one's life, isn't it? I can't ask for anything more, really, as a sort of innovative researcher.